Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You're never going to believe what happened yesterday when I got in my car after work.
What's that?
There was an explosion.
Come on.
Yep.
Come on.
Oh, it wasn't as that dramatic, but it was like a mess, and I couldn't understand what had happened. It's Anna and Raven. It was like gooey everywhere, and
okay.
What is this?
Did you leave your deodorant somewhere?
No.
And it melted?
My hand sanitizer blew up.
Come on.
Yeah, so I have a hand pump sanitizer, like a Purell.
In your car?
Yep, and I keep it like in the... You know, where you keep the coffee.
You better keep it somewhere hidden. Come on, you got that right in the cup dispenser?
Oh,
somebody
yeah.
will smash your window.
No, I like walk in and the first, you know, I sit down in the car. First thing I do is I
give
put
it a
on
pump.
The pump, put
right.
it on my hands.
Right.
Turns out you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to keep it in the car. Here's firefighter Sherry Wilson explaining why.
It's a flammable and it's an irritant. And if it's venting into a small space like a car, you could get some vapor release. And then if there was any introduction of static electricity, and that could simply be somebody getting in and pulling down on a sweater. Sweater or a jacket or anything like that.
Then boom!
Yeah.
And that's what happened in my car. And it took me a while to realize what was going on. Because
it's like
I was
a buildup
like,
of the gases, like when you try and start your grill and the thing's closed.
Yeah. And it hasn't even been, it's not even that hot yet, Raven. Like it's warm. It's been in the 80s and stuff, but like it hasn't been 95, 100 degrees.
Crazy hot. Right.
Oh my gosh.
Could have been a convertible, your car, after that.
I couldn't believe it. But then I started doing some research about this because I'm like, oh my gosh, and I can't believe I'm not
the only
one. How
many people has exploding hand sanitizer killed in the last year? Well, we really need to know.
Well, I'm not sure how many people that it's actually killed.
Good. Let's hope nobody.
But what I did find out was a couple things that were important. One, it's the pump. The pump is the one that has the built-up vapors in the gas that caused that explosion. You know how some have the flipped cap?
If it's just closed, there won't be any vapors in there?
Yeah, if it's the flip top, then that's better.
Okay.
But you're not supposed to leave hand sanitizer in the car anyway because, you know, on the back it says it's flammable, but nobody really pays attention to that.
I always hate the flip top, though, because then I feel like I got the flip top dirty. Now, when the next time I touch the hand sanitizer, I'm going to get that dirty.
What's the difference between that and the pump? You still have to touch the top.
I just feel like that way.
Either way, you're not supposed to leave it in the car because the alcohol content in the heat decreases. Here is Dr. Greg Boyce.
So over a long period of time at higher temperatures, you can lose some efficacy in a hand sanitizer because the active ingredient evaporates.
Yeah, the alcohol evaporates in the hot car, and then basically I'm just taking hot hair gel and wiping out all over my fists and my knuckles.
Cool.
Yeah. So what have we learned today in this PSA?
Don't leave anything in the sun. It all sounds gross to me.
In the car. You should not leave your hand sanitizer in the car
also,
because it loses alcohol and it will explode.
Yeah, so let that be a lesson. Carry your vodka inside too.
Yeah.